Welcome to Zichron Daf Siman Mamre Ram Gold. All right, and today Maseches Baba Basra, Daf Lamed, the third parak, Cheskas Abatim. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, someone challenged a person occupying a house which was formerly his, and the occupant responded, "I bought it from you and established chazak by using it for 3 years." The first owner countered, "Bushuk Barayhava. I was in faraway markets during the 3 years where news of this town doesn't reach and was unaware that you were occupying my property, so I didn't protest." However, the occupant told the former owner that there are witnesses who could testify that he returned every year for 30 days and certainly became aware of the occupancy and should have protested during that final month. The original owner replied, "The entire 30 days I was preoccupied with my market business and never discovered your occupancy." Rava ruled, "A person often is preoccupied with the market for a full 30 days and his claim is credible." Point number two, someone challenged a person occupying a property which was formerly his, and the occupant said, "I purchased it from Ploni. He told me he purchased it from you." The former owner replied, "Do you not admit that this land was once mine? And you did not purchase it from me, nor could you claim to have done so since you have no shtar or chazak to support that claim. Go out of the property, you're not my litigant." Rava ruled that the original owner is correct. The Rashbam explains that although he did not have aid in that the property was ever his, the occupant's admission is sufficient that it was. Although the occupant had a shtar proving that he purchased the property from the middle person, it doesn't prove his ownership since there's no evidence that his seller owned it. Therefore, even if the occupant was there for 3 years, his chazak would be ineffective as a chazak without a viable claim to ownership. And point number three, in another incident, an occupant told a former owner that he had bought the land from Ploni and also occupied the land for 3 years. The challenger responded that Ploni is a gazlan, a robber who never owned the land. And the occupant countered, "But I have aided him to testify they came to ask you about purchasing the land from Ploni. And you told me, go buy it," proving that he did acquire the land from you. The challenger replied, "Hasheni noach li. The second one, meaning you, is easy for me to litigate against in court. The first one, Ploni, is more difficult than he." Thus, he tricked the occupant into purchasing, so to speak, the property from Ploni to ease the retrieval of his property. Rava ruled that the owner's claim is credible. In a case where someone signs as a witness on a purchase, Tanaim argued if the signing amounts to an admission that he did not own the land being sold, or if he can make the above claim. The Gemara explains that this may be specific to an action like signing, but here where he merely advised the purchaser verbally, a person will occasionally say something which appears to undermine his ownership. So once again, the 3 points are: number one, someone challenged a person occupying a house which was formerly his, and the occupant responded, "I bought it from you and established a chazak by using it for 3 years. The first owner countered, "Bushuk Barayhava. I was in faraway markets during the 3 years where news of this town doesn't reach and was unaware that you were occupying my property, so I didn't protest." However, the occupant told the former owner that there are witnesses who could testify that he returned every year for 30 days and certainly became aware of the occupancy and should have protested during that final month. The original owner replied, "The entire 30 days I was preoccupied with my market business and never discovered your occupancy." Rava ruled, "A person often is preoccupied with the market for a full 30 days and his claim is credible." Point number two, someone challenged a person occupying a property which was formerly his, and the occupant said, "I purchased it from Ploni. He told me he purchased it from you." The former owner replied, "Do you not admit that this land was once mine? And you did not purchase it from me, nor could you claim to have done so since you have no shtar or chazak to support that claim. Go out of the property, you're not my litigant." Rava ruled that the original owner is correct. The Rashbam explains that although he did not have aid in that the property was ever his, the occupant's admission is sufficient that it was. Although the occupant had a shtar proving that he purchased the property from the middle person, it doesn't prove his ownership since there's no evidence that his seller owned it. Therefore, even if the occupant was there for 3 years, his chazak would be ineffective as a chazak she'eini mataina, a chazak without a viable claim to ownership. And point number three, in another incident, an occupant told the former owner that he had bought the land from Ploni and also occupied the land for 3 years. The challenger responded that Ploni is a gazlan, a robber who never owned the land. And the occupant countered, "But I have aided him to testify they came to ask you about purchasing the land from Ploni, and you told me, go buy it," proving that he did acquire the land from you. The challenger replied, "Hasheni noach li. The second one, meaning you, is easy for me to litigate against in court. The first one, Ploni, is more difficult than he." Thus, he tricked the occupant into purchasing, so to speak, the property from Ploni to ease the retrieval of his property. Rava ruled that the owner's claim is credible. In a case where someone signs as a witness on a purchase, Tanaim argued if the signing amounts to an admission that he did not own the land being sold, or if he can make the above claim. The Gemara explains that this may be specific to an action like signing, but here where he merely advised the purchaser verbally, avidin shdemikre va'amra, a person will occasionally say something which appears to undermine his ownership. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Lamed, and our standard Siman is a Melamed, a Rebbe. So here goes. The Rebbe who took his class on a Cheskas Abatim field trip and passed an owner of some land who was so preoccupied in his business for 30 days that he was unaware that someone was occupying his property, pointed out to his Talmidim that the man telling an owner, I purchased the land from someone who said he purchased it from you, wouldn't be successful in his claim, while a property owner who said in front of Adim that Plony should buy the land that someone else supposedly bought from him was tricking the man so he could easily retrieve it from him. Once again, slow motion. The Rebbe, that must be Maran Daf Lamed, Molamed. The Rebbe took his class on a Cheskas Abatim field trip and passed an owner of some land who was so preoccupied in his business for 30 days that he was unaware that someone was occupying his property, which reminds us, Rebbe ruled Avinish Dekot Chas Nyomi Tar Veshuka, a person often is preoccupied with the market for a full 30 days, and his claim is credible that the entire 30 days he was preoccupied and never discovered the person's occupancy on his land. So the Rebbe took his class on a Cheskas Abatim field trip and passed an owner of some land who was so preoccupied in his business for 30 days that he was unaware that someone was occupying his property, pointed out to his Talmidim that the man telling an owner, I purchased the land from someone who said he purchased it from you, wouldn't be successful in his claim, which reminds us, someone challenged a person occupying a property which was formerly his, and the occupant said, I purchased it from Pony who told me he purchased it from you. The former owner replied, do you not admit this land was once mine and you didn't purchase it from me, nor could you claim to have done so since you have no shtar or chazaka to support that claim. Go out of the property, you're not my litigant. Rava ruled that the original owner is correct. So the Rebbe took his class on a Cheskas Abatim field trip and passed an owner of some land who was so preoccupied in his business for 30 days that he was unaware that someone was occupying his property, pointed out to his Talmidim that the man telling an owner, I purchased the land from someone who said he purchased it from you, wouldn't be successful in his claim, while a property owner who said in front of witnesses that Pony should buy the land that someone else supposedly bought from him was tricking the man so he could easily retrieve it from him, which reminds us, Gemara brings a case of a former owner encouraging a fraudulent purchase because it would be easier to collect it from the current occupant instead of from the person who stole his property. So once again, the Rebbe took his class on a Cheskas Abatim field trip and passed an owner of some land who was so preoccupied in his business for 30 days that he was unaware that someone was occupying his property, pointed out to his Talmidim that the man telling an owner, I purchased the land from someone who said he purchased it from you, wouldn't be successful in his claim, while a property owner who said in front of Adin that Pony should buy the land that someone else supposedly bought from him was tricking the man so he could easily retrieve it from him. All right, so now it's time for Four Blah Bah Chazara. Daf Chavav, so the Sifrim Daf Chavav is a military coup. So here goes. The barbarian soldiers during a military coup? That must be more on Daf Chavav. The barbarian soldiers during a military coup were beating their flax and didn't realize that the windblown chaff was harming their enemies, which reminds us, when the house of the barbarian would beat their flax, the raksa, the chaff, would fly off and harm people. Ravina ruled they do not need to move away because the law of giri delay is only the ka'azim makocho, where the damaging item moves through its force, whereas this chaff, ziku de kamamtile, it's the wind which carries it until it damages and it's not the responsibility. Marba Ravashi asks, how is this different from Zora winnowing on Shabbos with the wind's assistance, who is liable? Maramer held it is similar to winnowing on Shabbos and would require the flax beaters to move. Rashi explains that Ravina can reject the comparison to Shabbos, which is liable for Malachas Masheves, purpose of labor, and liable even in harnessing an outside force. So the barbarian soldiers during a military coup were beating their flax and didn't realize that the windblown chaff was harming their enemies, while others were making a fire using wood from the roots of a tree that extended into their pit, which reminds us, the next Mishnah teaches that if roots of one's tree extend into a neighbor's property, he may dig 3 tefachim down and remove any roots so they should not block the plow, and if he digs a pit, he may cut the roots downwards as far as he needs, but Eitzim Shalo, and the wood is his. So the barbarian soldiers during a military coup were beating their flax and didn't realize that the windblown chaff was harming their enemies, while others were making a fire using wood from the roots of a tree that extended into their pit and were guarding the rubber tree planted within 60 amos of a neighbor's boundary, which was putter. from Bikurim, which reminds us, Ua said, Iwan Asamach Meitz Batok Shesh Esrei Amah, a tree which is within 16 amas of the boundary, Gazlanu, it's a robber, by drawing nourishment from the neighboring field, Ve'in Mavin Mimena Bikurim, and therefore one does not bring Bikurim from its fruits. Rashi explains that because the Torah commanded to bring Bikurim from fruit, which you should bring from your land, so fruit which drew nourishment from another person's land is exempt. However, Ravin quoted Rabbi Yochanan is saying that whether a tree is planted near a boundary or its branches extend over a neighbor's property, one brings Bikurim from its fruit and recites the Bikurim Psukim, Shalmanaske and Hincho Yeshua Yisrael as the arts, for it was on this condition of allowing this practice that Yehoshua apportioned Eretz Yisrael to Yisrael. Daf Chav Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Chav Zayin is a kazoo. So here goes. The boy blowing his kazoo, that must mean we're on Daf Chav Zayin. The boy blowing his kazoo and circling a tree at a distance of 16 amos, which was as far as the roots can nourish, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses how we derive that a tree derives its nourishment within 16 amos from three trees in a besa. So the boy blowing his kazoo and circling a tree at a distance of 16 amos, which was as far as the roots can nourish, chose this tree because it was half in Eretz Yisrael and half in Chutz Arts, so that its fruits were tevel and non-tevel, mixed together, which reminds us, the Braisa teaches that if a tree is partly growing in Eretz Yisrael and partly outside, Rebbe says, tevel v'chun l'ravin zebizet, the fruit is considered tevel and non-tevel mixed together because produce grown outside Eretz Yisrael is exempt from truma. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, hagadol b'chiyuv chayev, the fruit growing in the obligated side is obligated in truma, hagadol b'pater pater, and the fruit growing on the exempt side is exempt. So the boy blowing his kazoo and circling a tree at a distance of 16 amos, which was as far as the roots can nourish, chose this tree because it was half in Eretz Yisrael and half in Chutz La'aretz, so that its fruits were tevel and non-tevel, mixed together, and because its branches hanging over Rishus Rabbim were cut down, so that his friends playing their kazoos on a camel could pass by underneath. Which reminds us, the Mishnah states, Ilan Shu Notu Rishus Rabbim, if a tree extends over a Rishus Rabbim, Kotzes Kadeshi Yagamo over Verochwo, one may cut off enough of its branches to allow a camel and its rider to pass underneath. Yuda says, as the Gemara will explain, that a smaller space for a camel laden with flax or twigs is sufficient because a rider can bend over. Rabbi Shimon says the trees are cut along a plumb line so branches will not spread tuma through ohel. Daf Chav Ches. So the Simur Daf Chav Ches relates to Koach, and it's a strong man. So here goes. The strong man, that must be more Daf Chav Ches, Koach. The strong man who spent 3 years working the field he bought, establishing a chazaka, which reminds us, the third parak begins, Chezkas Abatim, regarding establishing a chazaka of houses, or various water pits, dovecotes, bathhouses, all presses, irrigated fields, and slaves, Bakoshu Osu Peros Tadir, and any property which continuously produces benefit. Chezkas and Shalosh Shanim Yom Yom, their chazaka is established by using them unchallenged for 3 years from day to day, after which the new occupant can claim he owns the property without providing documentation. So the strong man who spent 3 years working the field he bought, establishing a chazaka, and was visited by travelers from Usha who told him that he reminded them of a goring cow who becomes a muad after 3 times, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said, Shemati Mahochei Usha, I heard from those sages who went to Usha that they would explain the source for 3 year chazaka, Mishor Hamuad. It's derived from a muad ox. Just as with a shor muad, after it gores 3 times, Nafka Mechetzkas Tam, Bekamwe Mechetzkas Muad, it leaves the former status as a Tam and establishes a status as a muad. So too with regard to property, Kevin de Achlet Chashnin. Once the occupant uses it for 3 years, Nafka Mreshus Mocher, Bekamwe Mreshus Lokeach, it leaves the seller's possession and stands in the buyer's possession. So the strong man who spent 3 years working the field he bought, establishing a chazaka, and was visited by travelers from Usha who told him that he reminded them of a goring cow who becomes a muad after 3 times, watch his neighbor make a quick chazak in 3 months with 3 gross of aspasta for animal fodder. Which reminds us, the Gemara ultimately asks that one should establish a chazak by harvesting 3 full aspasta crops, a plant for animal fodder, over 3 months. The Gemara concludes that the Hochei Usha are Rebbe Yishmael, who allows chazak to be established in less than 3 years regarding a stehabal, and would agree to an aspasta chazaka in 3 months. Daf Chavtes, so the Simmer Daf Chavtes is a cot. So here goes. The man with a chazaka of 3 years who couldn't find his shtar and said, I was careful to keep it under my cot. That must be more in Dav Chavtes. The man with a chazak of 3 years who couldn't find his shtar and said, I was careful to keep it under my cot for 3 years, which reminds us, Rava offers two explanations for the basis of a three-year chazaka, but Abai rejects both. Finally, Rava explains, the first year after purchasing a property, a person is careful with the shtar. The second and third year, he's still careful with it. Longer than that, he's not careful with the shtar if his ownership wasn't challenged. Therefore, the new occupant is believed that he purchased the property and misplaced the shtar unless the previous owner challenged him during the 3 years. So the man with the chazak of 3 years who couldn't find the shtar and said, I was careful to keep it under my cot for 3 years, had his nosy neighbors testify that he was there continuously by day and by night, which reminds us, Rav Huna ruled about a chazak of 3 years, b'hushal chalin ritzufos. It is only effective if he used the property for 3 years consecutively. Although the Mishnah taught that 3 full years are required, that may have only excluded incomplete years, but mufuzaros, 3 years scattered over a longer period, may have also qualified. So Rav Huna taught otherwise. The Mishnah taught that a chazak for houses is established in 3 years, but since Edim would not know if the occupant remained there at night, how can a chazaka be established? Abai answered that the normal aiding to a house is a chazaka are neighbors, and neighbors certainly may know about daytime and nighttime usage. So the man with a chazaka of 3 years who couldn't find his shtar and said, I was careful to keep it under my cot for 3 years, had his nosy neighbors testify that he was there continuously by day and by night, and was dismayed when Basin ruled that he had to prove the owner wasn't living in the back room, which reminds us, the Gemara records a case where one claimed to have occupied a house for 3 years, but the former owner responded, I was in the inner rooms of that house during the 3 years and would pass through the outer rooms where the occupant was, using the area together with him, and therefore didn't protest. The case was brought before Rav Nachman, and he told the occupant, go prove your exclusive use of the house by providing edus that you resided there alone for 3 years. Rava argued that the law should be hamotzi mechavero l'avaraya, the one seeking to exact payment from his fellow, the burden of proof is upon him. Rava holds that since the occupant provided testimony that he lived there for 3 years, we assume he did so alone and his chazak is established, and the former owner must provide proof to undermine it. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do we learn that Ula holds that a tree within 16 amos of the boundary is a gazlan and is therefore patur from bikurim? That's on daf Chavav. Good. Number two, which daf do we discuss where to cut tree branches which extend into Rishus HaRabim? That's on daf Chav Zayin. Good. Number three, which daf do we malchok is whether the Shekhinah rests in the west or is everywhere? That's on daf Chav Hey. Good. Number four, which daf we have a case where a former owner encouraged a fraudulent purchase because it was easier to collect from the second person than the first, who was a gazlan? That's on daf Lamed. Good. Number five, which daf do we learn that neighbors certainly may know about daytime and nighttime usage regarding the need for the property to be used consecutively? That's on daf Chav Task. Number six, which daf do we discuss who owns the roots which extend into someone else's property? That's on daf Chavav. Good. Number seven, which of the when a 3 year chazaka is because a buyer is careful with the shtar for 3 years? That's on daf Chav Task. Good. Number eight, which daf do we have a case where someone said, I purchased a property from someone who said he purchased it from you? That's on daf Lamed. Good. Number nine, which daf do we know that the Holchei Usha would agree to a chazaka of aspasta in 3 months? That's on daf Chav Ches. Good. And number ten, which daf do we know that a person can be so preoccupied with his business in the marketplace that he doesn't notice someone occupying his property? That's on daf Lamed. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Ram Goldar from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.